Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Oh, wow. I love my life. Many blessings to you. Welcome to the House of Love. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And welcome to your soul appointment. We're getting ready for some spiritual surgeries, because I know I have a lot of drama queens in my life, and I have a lot of goddess queens in my life. So today we're just going to blend it together. Everybody's going to join hands, but I'm just going to watch. You know, I don't have to get out of the way, because the goddess queen energy is intense. And until I have more brothers to back me up, I'm just going to watch y'all move from drama queen to goddess king. That's what we're talking about. King? I mean queen. Goddess king? Now that's a concept. No, thank you very much. We want to awaken your inner goddess queen. Now, this is the prep. You know, when you're doing surgery, there's prep, the things you do 24 hours before the time. They tell you not to eat, they tell you to relax. You might have to flush your system. So this is what we're doing now. So we want to remind you who you are, because we don't want you to trip. The goddess queen. The goddess queen, yeah, she's pretty powerful, so I got to slow down. The goddess queen wants to come out. That's why you're here today. So in order that you may move through the spiritual surgery and enjoy soul food for your consciousness, you must know and remember this.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Free to be who you choose to be. Free to create your reality. And right now, I just want you to hug yourself, embrace yourself, touch yourself, feel your body. Put your hands over your face, your arms, your legs, your stomach, your butt. You know, the parts of you that you kind of like, oh, I don't like the way it looks. Just embrace it all, because if you don't do that, the goddess queen is just going to be standing up saying, well, you ain't ready for me yet. Because when I show up, everything's going to be hanging out. Pa-dow! So you got to prepare yourself, because the goddess queen has a gift for you. You got to make room for it. You got to allow it. She's not a stranger. She's actually you. She's for you, whatever you want. So take time to just enjoy this beautiful, prayerful song, reminding you that the goddess, the queen, has a gift for you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show, and Kelly Sullivan Walden will be joining us real soon. We'll be taking your calls, and this is Karen Drucker. And she said, gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Are you ready to receive?
These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace? Gifts of the goddess, are you ready to receive love? Are you ready? Joy, are you ready? Peace, are you ready? Are you ready to receive? These are the gifts of the goddess, love, joy, and peace. Gifts of the goddess, I am ready to receive all the gifts of the goddess.
To be all the gifts, that's right. Are you ready to learn something new? Are you ready to surrender? Oh, check this out. Are you ready to be submissive? I know. Just sit with that for a minute. See, if you joyfully said, "Oh yes," then good. You're on the right path. If you find yourself thinking, "I ain't trying to be submissive to nobody," that's good. You're on the right path. Because your body, your emotions will let you know where you are, will let you know what you need to tweak, what needs tweaking, what needs aligning. And then you get to surrender to the healing that wants to be revealed. Because nothing needs to be healed. Nothing needs to be fixed. All that is needed, required, It's for God, Goddess to be revealed. And when God is revealed, when the Goddess is revealed, you experience, you see the healing already. You recognize, oh, there was nothing to be fixed because I wasn't broken to start with. I had an experience, and now it caused me to see myself certain way. As a matter of fact, it actually had me look at myself less than who I am. So now that God is being revealed, now that the Goddess Queen is being revealed, I really see myself for who I really am. And guess what? I can't even define it. Because every day, just when I think I know who I am, I catch a new awareness. So rather than try and define myself, I just let it be. I just surrender. I just love. I just give. I create the space for compassion. I make it my spiritual duty to be understanding. And even when I'm just pissed off and I just want to, check this out, I just want to throw some shoes at people, I just say, ooh, okay, the drama queen is in the house. Welcome, how are you? What do you have for me today? Because clearly you have something to say. Oh, Karen Drucker, the gifts of the Goddess. Are you ready to receive? That is the question. That is what is so beautiful about the feminine energy. It's about receiving. The masculine projects. And when the two comes together, watch out, world. Brace yourself. Mother Earth will feel it. Your body will feel it. The whole world will feel the coming together. So, Goddess Queen, are you ready to receive? And even if you don't know, say yes. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into yourself and tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins because change is inspired. And when you become one with the inspiration, you fully embody the inspiration, you can't help but make a difference. It is your nature. You came here to make a difference. You came here to shine. So all the struggles that you feel sometimes, the pain that you feel, they're simply signals to say, ooh, there's so much more. You are more than this. Wake up, wake up. It's like a soul alarm clock. Just like, poking you. Come on, you're more than this. And sometimes you don't even have to know the hows. You just got to be willing. And when you're afraid, and you're afraid, just, I want to be willing, but I'm afraid. Well, just be willing to be willing. There is power in willfulness. There is power when we create a space for openness, when we make ourselves available. And right now we summon all the ancestors, all the goddess queens that are in the spirit realm. They're surrounding all of us right now because we all need it. That's right. We need one another. And so whatever you're moving through, you're being massaged spiritually right now. All the stuff that's not really you, but you've used to project yourself and protect yourself, they're dissolving right now. So when Kelly comes in, oh, she's just going to bring the vacuum cleaner, sucking all that other crumbs, just sucking them away. Ha! Ooh, I love this space. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am is the host. That's right. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, and I say yes to be of service. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to the House of Love, where we are here to support you on your transformation journey. Tempest, we got you. We're coming to you real soon. Karen Drucker, Gifts of the Goddess. You can find out more about her song and how she expresses herself. how she expressed the goddess queen in her world, in her life, by going to KarenDrucker.com. K-A-R-E-N Drucker, D-R-U-C-K-E-R. I'm seeing somebody else's name as I spell it, so look at it and spell it. D-R-U-C-K-E-R. I'm thinking that's another name. I don't know. Whoever that is don't have a song. At least I didn't play a song. I am so excited. And I just want to thank all of you before I jump in. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the show yesterday. Oh, my God, you guys just don't even know how you healed me, helped me recognize the wholeness that already exists. It energized me through the day, and I still feel it, and it feels good to be loved. It feels good to feel good. And I am so grateful for each and every one of you. And I'm ready now. We're ready to do the work. I got back up. I got my brother, Don Wolf, in the chat room. So, yes, or listening online, should I say. Welcome to the House of Love, Earth Web. Silent listeners, disguised as guest, Mother Wit, New Jace. Mother Wit, Valerie, New Jace, Jackie. Electra, my electrifying sister, virtual office center. Yvette is in the house. Sister's in the house. Don Wolf is in the house. Tempest is in the house. I like that name. That's such a dark queen name. Woo! I know you got some tasks on the planet. You got work to do, my sister. And it's simple, actually. Let's see what else. I'm reading a message. I'm going to talk about me breaking up. I am whole and complete. Well, let me bring on Celeste because I'm cutting up now. Donna is in the house. Ooh, the dancing queen is in the house. Oh, my God, fire! Yes, let me bring on Celeste right now because I'm just feeling all this vibe. I want to contain myself. You know, I don't want to bring out the drama queen in my female listeners because the spiritual warriors are standing by. There's some of them here and some of them somewhere else, but energetically they're all here. So, Celeste, help a brother out before I go nuts.
I'm going to help you out. I'm going to help you out and wonder if we can center our energy for 1 second of say yes to invite even more of this inner goddess queen energy into the studio and the universe. Do you think you can handle that?
So I'll put you in to help me chill. And then you want to wake up the spiritual warrior inside of me and say, and invite people to say yes?
Come on.
You don't want to do that to
you're
me.
You
don't want to do that to me. Yes. Because we, brother, wants to see you say yes. We want to see that goddess queen. All that drama queen we ain't got time for, you know. We want to feel you. We want to taste your vulnerability.
Be with you for the night. All right. Dead on high. Baby. There is only one for me. You have made that a part. We could take that step to see if this is really gonna be. All you gotta do is say yes. All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel. Let me undress you, babe. Open up your mind. Just rest. I'm about to let.
Woo.
All you gotta do is say yes. Don't deny what you feel.
That's what I'm talking about. A spiritual show with a dash of sexuality here and there. Because your true power is in your sexuality. We just need you to say yes. It doesn't matter. Even same-sex relationship, just say yes. Open up. See, when you say yes, actually, you don't have to know how to open up. Just say yes. See, your beloved would undress you. and just remove all the things that no longer belong to you. All the drama queen personality. No, you don't need that, baby. No, let that go. Oh, my God. Oh, I see your light shining through. Woo! Floetry said, say yes. I said, say yes. So why ain't you undressing yourself so we can embrace, just love you up. There is a goddess queen that wants to burst out. So let's start on something. Come on now.
Okay. Thank you for that.
That's
and
what you
all the women.
It's all messed up. Now all you all messed up.
Look, I'm not by myself. Man, I'm not by myself. Hey, baby sis, my baby sister's in the house, so let me get it together and help ground all of us with some amazing announcements. But I would be remiss if I did not say to all the women in the chat room, you welcome. I got you. I love my girls. They all up in their cut. I can't keep up. People talking about all parts of a beautiful whole, people fanning themselves, they got towels. I don't think Mother Wit has picked up his shoe this whole show. I love it, except her pretty shoes. So with that said, Life Coach today, thank you very much for opening our inner goddess queen up. We are so ready to receive Kelly. She is such a dear friend to the show.
It is my pleasure because I am here to help people get undressed and get naked and connect with their authentic self because that's the beauty. Oh, my God. Don Wolf, don't you think the same way? Don Wolf knows. He's got me, man. I can say whatever I want. Don Wolf, the elders in the background saying, go on, young man. Speak and teach the truth. I got you.
I can hear him right now. I hope he presses one today. Okay. So now I'm going to do my job, okay? My job is to ground up. I'm going to get you to get
out. As you put on your shoes on the way out.
I'm like, you get out this room. Okay. Let me go. Okay, now, happy early birthday to you again, Life Coach, today. I'm grounded. I'm ready. What a beautiful service we're having today. So, family, let me let you know about what's going on. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and lifeconversationsradio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach A Day, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach A Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with. So Life Coach A Day and our wonderful guest, Kelly Sullivan Walden, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we really want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, if you have questions or thoughts for upcoming shows for Life Coach Today, you can email them to ask@lifecoachaday.com. The thing for the month of March is living a balanced life, and we have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safair for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune into Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day, which will be coming on tomorrow since it's the last Wednesday of the month. And then you make sure that you join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. All right, coming a little closer, we've got breaking news. We are still having the Sounds of Soul with a Day Anifa Wilshay party on the Sounds of Soul page on Facebook. Yes, there will be a link that we will all click at 9 p.m. Eastern, and we get to party in a chat room. You could check out how we hung out last Saturday night if you go over there. You don't have to miss your soul train, but you can stay updated by checking out the like pages on Facebook for more details on your personal walls or our personal walls and fan like pages to stay posted. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Mm-hmm. So you caught all those angelic folks. There's the echo and all this stuff going on. What's really going on? Well, thank you, Celeste. Appreciate
no
you.
Idea.
Well, we can have a conversation about Goddess Queen, and you don't think the ancestors, the enlightened beings, are not going to show up. I mean, you know, we invoke them at the beginning of the show. They're like, oh, wait a minute, we have an outlet. So they're all here. So everybody just ground yourself and take deep breaths, breathe out, focus in your center, focus on the light within you, and all will be well. And speaking of all will be well, our spiritual facilitator is in the house. The spiritual surgeon is in the house to help you look at parts of you that you're just going to look at and say, no, I don't need this anymore. Toss it. I'm like, oh, wow, new skin. I'm breaking open. So, Celeste, you ready to bring on our dear sister friend?
I sure am. It will be my honor and my pleasure. You know I love Kelly. She makes my dreams come mm-hmm. true. Let me tell you a bit more about her. That was just a little play on words. She knows that song. Kelly, throw this mm-hmm. hug, honey. You're going to try to be mature when you step into the studio. Kelly Sullivan Walden Family is an author. She's a certified clinical hypnotherapist, inspirational speaker, TV personality, and founder of Dream Life Coach Training. Kelly hosts a weekly web radio show, The D-Spot. She has written 7 books, including the Amazon.com number one bestseller, I Had the Strangest Dream, and it's all in your dreams, Dreaming Heaven, and the newly released Dream Oracle Cards. Today, she is coming to explore the book that started her on her Goddess Queen journey. Discover your inner Goddess Queen, an inspirational journey from drama queen the Goddess Queen. Family, please welcome, more than a guest, but a sister and a dear friend to the show, Kelly Sullivan Walden.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 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 What an introduction. What a, wow.
Kelly,
what a way to wake up.
Hi to you. I'm done. Love you, honey.
Love you. Oh, my God. Don't go away.
Oh,
Ade, happy.
Oh,
happy
on
my birthday.
Gosh.
Happy Mama's birthday. Happy Mama's birthday.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool.
I like that. See,
hi, sweetie.
See, I told you there's an energy of everything just happening at once.
I know.
Breathing. The cat is trying to get Celeste's attention. It's like, don't leave me out. And Celeste is trying to go take care of her cat. I saw you, Celeste. And thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Yes. Oh, I like the happy almost birthday. I like that. I'm going to use that. My sister friend, it is nice to have you. Welcome home. How have you been?
I've been dreamy. I've been great. It's been a wild, wild whirlwind of a time. I was just sharing with a friend that it's been kind of a yang time, and I feel the yin pulling me back in, and that's where I'm at this moment. You're catching me in a yin breath. Feeling,
that's good.
yeah, feeling like sometimes you can be in output mode and creation and going and going and doing, and then it's like, okay, here comes the breath. Let's breathe in. Let's come back inside. So you're catching me on an inside moment.
I am right there. That's why I'm catching you at that time. I'm right there with you. It's like, okay, now this stuff. Just slow down. The work has been done. Allow all that you know to be revealed through you and allow your body to catch up. You know,
exactly.
I would say slow down and catch up with your blessings. Yes, yes, yes. So, I have this question that just popped in my head. Because,
I know,
and we just heard about you, and I love what I heard. We know you. But this question just popped in my head, so I'm just gonna open my mouth and let it come out. So the question is, who are you? Who is Kelly Sullivan Walden?
I love that question. That is the question. And I know there's, you know, all that is on one's resume and bio and that kind of stuff, but that's just like the finger pointing to the moon. So what is the moon? What is that? I know from my experience of having not been in my body when I had my death experience a few years ago, and I realized, wow, I'm really not my body. I am a body of energy that is connected to the whole of life. And when I'm freed from my attachments to what I think I am and what I think I'm supposed to be, I find that there is so much love and joy and freedom and creativity and bliss and colors and magic that just wants to flow through me. So I'm a place where this energy can move through and express in a way that's unique to me, but yet it's the same in many ways as all of us when we're freed from the shackles of who we think we are. I mean, there's a unique twist that we all bring to it, but it's all magic. It's all good. It's all infinite grace unfolding. So it's good to be reminded. We don't have to die to be reminded. Sometimes we can just be asked that question to be reminded that we are all of it. We're everything, the Alpha, Omega, the beginning, the end, the light, the dark, the rainbow inside of it. And the breath, we're breathing in, we're breathing out, and it never ends. And it's so, so, so good. Thanks for the question.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the answer, because you're taking us all with you and taking that deep breath and just recognizing that we are so much more than the body. And when you talk about to really remember that we don't have to die to know who we are, to really tap in. And then the paradox is, it's in dying that we get to know that inner magic, isn't it? It's when we kind of just like, you know what, I don't have a clue what I'm doing. I'm just fronting. I'm pretending that let me just die to this. So there's like that different levels of dying, because we are so much more. And I know it's divine design that we don't just always, let me put it this way. It's like, and I want to hear your thoughts on this. If we had access to how powerful we really are in this conscious body, I think we would just turn to flames. I think it's that there's a divine design so that we have the conscious mind, the ego mind that people say, you must kill your ego. You must kill your ego. The ego is helping you stay alive because we are so part of something so powerful, right? Go ahead.
Oh, I'm thinking of the scene in the movie Like Water for Chocolate. Did you ever see that movie?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Go rent that right away. Are you kidding me? You have to see Water for Chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's a film that they made in Mexico. It's got English subtitles. But there's a scene, and I don't want to tell you what happened, so cover your ears.
Yeah, don't give it away. Yeah.
But there's
go ahead.
There's just the love between these two is so intense they use the metaphor like water for chocolate. In Mexico, the bricks of chocolate used to be like bricks that in order to melt the chocolate, the water would have to be so piping hot that only the hottest water would melt the chocolate. So this love was like the water that was that hot, like water for chocolate. And eventually when they finally get together, kablam, it's incendiary. So I was thinking about the scene in the movie that you have to wait till the end to see what happens. But it's like that when we remember, when we get reconnected with who we are, it is explosive. It's incendiary. It's self-effulgent. And yet our ego is, I think we're meant to build an ego container that is enlightened enough to support that so that we don't self-destruct, because it's such a blessing, even though I said earlier the shackles of being in, you know, the limited ideas of who we are. But yet when we have it without it having us, when we have our body but our body doesn't have us, then it can be such a joyous ride. It can be so amazing. The idea is to just not get caught in thinking that this is it, that this is all there is. But we need to have this. We need our egos. As long as our egos are in service to that which is higher, then we need it. There was somebody that once was talking to me and a friend of mine about his incredible experience with God, and he said, I don't have any words to express it. And this friend of mine said, you better find the words. You better find the words, because you don't get to have an experience like that and just keep it to yourself. So on a certain level, it's like you need to develop the ego and the ability to speak to be able to translate that experience so that it doesn't just get left in the ether, so that we can be a bridge to be able to create heaven on earth and reveal heaven on earth. That's the purpose and the function of the ego, so that we don't just go kablam and catch on fire and then, you know, what was all that about?
I know. What was all that about? Just blew up just like that without telling nobody. What's that about?
Right.
Oh, the spiritual people get on my nerves.
But really, who we are is so magnificent that if we really contained it all right now, it would feel... it would be overwhelming in the best way possible. And we might just, so we just need to sometimes little by little, increment by increment, build the spiritual muscles to contain that, that's our work. What great work. Mm-hmm. What a great context for why we do what we do and why we do all the little mundane things that we do, so that we can build the container so that we don't go kablam.
Hmm. Yes. We can go kablam with our issues, but we can still be, you know, be protected from the flame. Oh, look at my power. Yes. I so get it. Ah, if you're just joining us, my guest is Kelly Sullivan Walden, and she's the author of Discover Your Inner Goddess Queen, An Inspirational Journey from Drama Queen to Goddess Queen. The one that doesn't go kablam.
Right.
Where you're fully grounded. Now, let's talk a little bit about this journey. And we've got callers, we've got a question, and I'm sure Tempest will get, we'll come to you in a minute. But I wanted to sort of lay a foundation about this journey of Drama Queen to Goddess Queen. Now, one of the things that I love about this thing called life is it, from in your book, you write that, you know, Reverend Nirvana Gill, senior spiritual leader of Guidance Church in Los Angeles, was the one that sort of inspired the name, title, Energy Goddess Queen. Now, what he said was, Kelly really embodies the grace and beauty, fire and passion, sensitivity, and the power of what the Goddess Queen really represents. And when I read those words, for me, it's like, I love the dance. You talk about the yin and the yang earlier. It's like, for the brother, Reverend Gail, to see it, the sister, Kelly, had to be exuding it. So he named what was already there. He called it. He called it out because it was there. And I just love how when we all come together, how we can support each other and seeing who we really are. Now, I just want you to sort of break it down. Let's talk about the goddess queen. How does she show up? And, of course, tell us about the drama queen, how she shows up.
All right. Oh, well, first I want to thank you for bringing in Nirvana. He was has played such a hugely important role in my waking up. He, as you said, he's the minister, the founding minister, or one of the main minister at Guidance Church, and he was my practitioner, spiritual counselor for years while I was in. He helped bring me through my dark night, dark nights of the soul, and helped to guide me. And oh my God, when I think of who I was before I met Nirvana, I have a lot of compassion for where I was. I felt so insecure and so kind of shaking in my own boots, like not knowing who I was and bouncing around and yet being called into something higher. But God, I could cry just remembering how insecure I was. And it's amazing how that insecurity expresses itself. And sometimes the insecurity expresses itself as meekness, as shyness, and sometimes it expresses itself as grandiosity and like, don't you know who I am-ness? I mean, kind of compensating on the other side. And Nirvana saw me through all of that. Basically, how the goddess queen first came in was through a dark night of the soul. So I am a big fan of dark nights of the soul being used as a conductor for an awakening. So sometimes when it's the darkest, it's truly just before the dawn. It's if we allow it to, if we ask the right questions and seek the right help and get on our knees and just say, I can't keep doing this myself. I need some divine intervention, and I need it now. Bring it. Show me. I'll do what you say, but you better show up. And that was what it was like for me. I was making a serious demand of God. And you know, funny, because God's like, hello, I've been here all along. Finally, you're tapping in. And you, you know, finally you're picking up the phone when I've been waiting all this time. And here I am acting all haughty and righteous. But basically, it was, it's so funny in hindsight. At the time, it's not funny at all. But I was, basically, my bottom at that moment, I've had others since and others before, but that particularly huge bottom was around the ending of a relationship. And to me, relationships have been that place where I have done a lot of my greatest research. I feel like I have a triple doctorate because of relationships in life. You can relate a little? So this particular relationship brought me to my knees, partly because it was such a healthy relationship. It was the first healthy relationship I'd ever had, in contrast to the bad boys I had always been drawn to that were outwardly mean and cruel and judgmental and just bad boys that I was drawn to. Here I was finally drawn to a really good guy that actually called me a goddess, and it made my skin crawl. It made me angry. So I was the bad girl in this relationship with this good guy. I was the one who had the temper. I was the one who couldn't handle the sweetness. And I broke up with him, and I devastated him. And in the breakup, I thought, what is my problem? This guy is wonderful. He's the first wonderful guy, and I pushed him away. And in fact, like, what kind of a horrible person must I be that I can't stand for somebody to love me and for somebody to call me a goddess? So I fell into such despair. I mean, I literally didn't want to be on the planet. All I could think about was, I need to get off this planet because I can't stand myself. I couldn't stand myself. But I knew that I hadn't turned over every stone and that I wasn't able to leave without having dug a little deeper. So I picked up the phone and I called Nirvana and I said, I need your help. I need it now. He said, get over here. So I don't know how I drove because I was just in tears, the tears that don't stop. There's a saying, just as a sidebar, in the Amazon, they call the rain, there's man rain where it's a light rain, and they call it woman rain when it just doesn't stop pouring. And in this moment, I was having woman rain. It was the tears that didn't stop. And I ended up getting to Nirvana's house a complete wreck. And he was like, oh boy, wow, okay, sit down, shut up. It's time for you to meet your goddess queen. And with that, he led me on a bit of a guided visualization. And because I was in such a place of humbleness, because I had dropped so much of my armor, I was receptive to those words, goddess queen. And I had never heard those words before in my life. I had no idea that you could even be so audacious as to put those big words together, goddess and queen, right. Much less that it would be related to me, someone who was such a wreck at the time. But I had no fight left in me, so I went on the journey. And it must have been in real time about 15 or 20 minutes, but in my world it was a lifetime. And I saw the goddess queen that I was capable of being. I saw who I could be if I woke up. And it was me, but it was the luminous version of myself. It was me with clear eyes. It was me with all of the light of heaven surrounding me. And it was me with love for everyone on this planet, including myself, including my most despicable self. It was like the more I showed the despicableness of me, the more love kept flooding in. It was like, wow, there was no end to the love. And she began to speak to me and said, you know, you can be this. Do you want this? And I said, yes, desperately. And it was juxtaposed to who I had been, which was kind of, I coined it the drama queen as compared to the goddess queen. So she enveloped the drama queen part of me. She didn't shun her. She didn't say, now you got to get rid of her. She said, no, bring her in. And she hugged her like a mother would a child, like the prodigal daughter. And in that, I felt my body, I felt my cells, I felt my DNA change. I felt like the double helix energy within me literally changed. I got dizzy. I lost my equilibrium. It was like, oh my God, something radical is happening. And by the time I opened my eyes, I had the guidance, if you want to hang out with me, if you want more of this, spend time with me and talk about me, share this with other women. And I got the guidance to create a goddess queen gathering as a way to continue this, because I knew very well, because I had had other glimpses of enlightenment. I had had other glimpses of what was possible, but they came and went just like a flash in the pan, and I knew that this would happen to me if I didn't ground it, if I didn't do something on the earth plane to keep perpetuating it. So I did. So I followed the guidance, and it kept happening, and there's more to that, but that's what I saw, and that's what I continue to see, and that vision changed my life.
I mean, there's so much in there. There's so many places, and I'm going to say this right now. I don't think I've ever done this before. We have been talking for what, maybe 18 minutes, 20 minutes. We're going to come. You're going to have. We're doing part two on this conversation because I really think it's very important. It's important. There is, we're going to take a call just after this. But one of the things I want to say, the dark night of the soul is a place that can be, my experience is lonely, it's scary. It's like, for me, sometimes like standing in the middle of a highway and cars are just rushing by. I feel like I want to catch up. I want to do what others are doing. But somehow, something in me is saying, no, be still. And that's a very scary place for us to be, because there's so many things that we have to distract us, and
yeah.
so many things that the society use to distract itself from what really needs to happen, because on some level it's almost like there is this conditioning of being afraid of one's power. So when
yeah.
you share your story about when you looked at the drama queen and that was embraced with love, I mean, that's really the healing, as opposed
yeah.
to trying to push that side away.
Exactly.
And the relationship, so it's like really making room for love, and you showing up, this is all of me, not hiding, no matter how I feel about it. And what a journey. I know that there's more in your book, but I want to do this because time is doing what time does, and I think it's a good time to bring on Tempest, because she has a question, and her question is, she's calling from Chicago, her question is, how can I tap into my inner goddess queen? So here she is. Tempest, how are you?
Fine. How are you?
Very well. Say hello to Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Happy almost birthday.
Great to meet you, Tempest. What a beautiful name. You sound like a goddess queen. So
mm-hmm.
So your question, was there more to it than how do I tap into my inner goddess queen?
Yes. Actually, I'm in the process of doing that now. I'm currently in a relationship, just like when you were just talking about your relationship. I'm currently in a relationship, but the partner that I'm with doesn't really understand what I'm going through, and I can't really explain it to him. And it seems like I'm hurting him in the process.
Mm.
And I just feel it in my spirit that it's best for me. And I don't know whether or not I should stay in this relationship or go, because at this point, well, my partner, he hasn't really – I don't feel that he's tapping into his own internal being of knowing himself and things like that. And I don't really want to hold that against him, because it's in his own time. But I was wondering, how can I harness and get into my God goddess and still be in a relationship with a person that probably won't understand me? How can I do that? Because it's hard right now for me. It's really hard.
Okay, I totally hear that, and I know exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in that spot. So there's a couple things. Wow, I want to say 1,000 things to you, actually. First thing is congratulations to you for exploring mm-hmm. this aspect of yourself and for going for it, and keep doing it no matter what. And just a little plug on the side, the reason I created the book, Discover Your Inner Goddess Queen, and the meditations that go with it, there's a whole Goddess Queen gift set, is for women that said, well, I've got a Goddess Queen too, but how do I find it? And I said, well, here's the breadcrumbs that I found, and I've packaged them so that you can have those and that you can find your own. So those exist, and I recommend that you explore that if you like, and the meditations
okay.
especially, because that's where you're asked questions, where you can keep developing it. But here's the thing. As we grow, our environment changes. It's like things start to change, and sometimes the relationships that are the closest, they're naturally built to resist change. On one level, mm-hmm. they're supposed to do that. They're supposed to challenge us. And on another level, it depends on how great they challenge us. I mean, this is an internal process that you're in the midst of. So here's my suggestion, because I know sometimes I've been married for, how long have I been married now? 14 years. And sometimes
yeah.
during, like, there'll be certain growth spurts that all hit, and my husband's not on the same path, and sometimes he'll hit a growth spurt that I'm not a part of. And the idea is to give each other a chance to catch up and have it be mostly internal. This is an internal process. It doesn't have to be all that external at first. It's kind of like a baby that takes 9 months to gestate. Like, let this process be internal. When I was regularly running my Goddess Queen gatherings, there would be some men that would send their wives and girlfriends to my Goddess Queen gatherings because they loved the way they came home to them, because they were more loving, more kind, more compassionate, and they evoked the divine king in their partners. They didn't demand it, They commanded it. There's a difference between demanding and commanding. The drama queen demands. The goddess queen commands. And men love it. However, when we're in our early stages, we can get sometimes a little bit too external about it, like, hey, you better catch up, and why aren't you doing this, and you're still stuck in the past. Give them a chance. Let it be kind of like let your goddess queen become so contagious and so beautiful and so loving that in some way he either has to rise to the occasion or he will have to go because he doesn't want to. But see what organically happens. I'd say give it a little time because you don't know that divine king in him, it's like it might be just 5 minutes away from emerging. And sometimes in your own prayer, pray to see that part of himself. Pray to see that in him. Like right now, call him to mind. Like imagine who he is and now see him as God sees him. God does not see him as some dude that's just kind of slacking off. And God sees him as radiant, as exponentially powerful and mystical and amazing and handsome in a way that is totally unique to him. You cultivate your vision, your internal vision of being able to see that in him, and something's going to happen. And again, he'll either rise to the occasion or he will run screaming for the hills because he's not ready for it. But let that emerge. Let it bubble up. Give it a few weeks at least before you make any major decisions.
Okay. That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Kelly.
You're so welcome. Yeah. And that goes for anyone in your life. I mean, you know, it could be someone who's listening and they could be saying, well, God, it's my mother who's the problem, who doesn't let me be magnificent, or it's my boss or my sister or my whatever it is. Practice seeing them in their highest light. There's a term in landmark education, they call it, oh, God, what is it? It's ruthless compassion. It's where you refuse to see another as weak, broken, or inadequate, where you find yourself completely fixated on who they really are, and that has a magical, it's magic. It has an effect on them that they just love. People grow around you without you even having to lift a finger or say a word.
Yeah.
So good luck, Tempest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Tempest. Yes, for being a voice for a lot of people who can say, girl, that's me too, me too. And your answer, your expression, I'm just sitting there nodding my head and smiling. And you say, you know, you get yourself to a place where the person you're with is either going to rise above or rise out of your life. Either way, they're going to rise because there are no mistakes in God.
I love that Abraham, Esther Hicks, the one she channels, she talks often about, I love this term, rocket of desire. And she says that one person in the relationship will launch a rocket of desire for a particular level of growth or a particular, even a thing that you want to manifest. And you've launched the rocket, you're riding that rocket, and you're 10,000 miles away from your partner. And then one day you say, hey, maybe you should try this too. And they're initially met with resistance, like, no, I'm fine. And you're on this rocket of desire. You're way out ahead. You got to give them a chance to let it percolate in them, let it gestate, and let them catch up. Let them launch their own rocket of desire and let them catch up to you. Sometimes they catch up, sometimes they don't. But sometimes it takes a while. I know with my husband, I found that if I drop a bomb on him, like, hey, we're going to do this, or hey, this is something that I'm learning about, it almost always lands on him with, no, I'm not interested. But if I give it a couple of weeks, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He not only rides the rocket, he passes me up. And then I'm like, hey, wait a minute, that was my idea. Where are you going?
You start to demand your command.
I command it, and then he shows up. He just keeps showing up. But you got to give a little bit of space for resistance that's normal and natural.
Yes. And I've heard your husband speak a couple of, well, actually once, and his energy you guys have the perfect one, because he seems to me, just from listening to his voice, he's a laid-back kind of person that likes to just process things out in his mind before he actually says it. He's not into all the, you know, all the stuff going on. It seems like the behind the scene kind of guy. And you like,
totally.
God is saying, what are we doing? Who needs healing? I'm ready. Get in touch with yourself. And your husband is like, yeah, that's my wife. That's my wife.
He's the wind beneath my wings, for sure. Some men are the men behind the scenes, and he's powerful in that role. And I wouldn't be able to do half the things that I'm able to do and create and explore without his support. I know that when you're in a divine partnership where you get to be the goddess queen and he gets to be the divine king, then you can go 1,000 times further, faster, deeper than you would ever get to do on your own. And to me, that's the definition of why we should even bother with being in relationship, because sometimes it's hard, sometimes it's a challenge, but we can explore and do more exponentially if we're with somebody that does match us there. But they don't always match us every day, but if we look at the spectrum over time and we realize, oh, wow, they really do, just they have their own timing.
That's right. And we're getting ready to take a break, but when you talk about relationship, for me, as I said earlier, it's a spiritual practice. And Tempest's experience is perfect for what she's going through, because the challenging experience, the push and pull, the friction, is what's taking her deeper to even listen to the show and have the conversation, to hear a different perspective. Because without that push and pull sometimes, without the push and pull, we don't stretch. So
I've got, I want to say something that would sound controversial, but maybe I should wait till after the break. I don't know. Do you have a second for me to?
Let's do it after the break. You know,
perfect.
This is radio. Let's hold people up. And because we have people lining up, questions. So let's take a break. And this is so awesome. I mean, I don't think I've ever told anybody halfway, before we go halfway into the show, we're doing part two, but I am so game for bringing you back on and continuing the conversation. And listeners, I think what we're going to do, I'm just listening, you know, make sure you get yourself a copy of the book. Get yourself a copy of the book, and areas where you're having challenges, email your question. And one of the things that Kelly does, she takes you on a journey of 7 weeks. A 7-week journey for you to really work on yourself, and we'll bring Kelly back to be that goddess queen coach, goddess queen mother, to facilitate the journey into yourself. We don't have a date yet because I'm listening. That's all I'm doing. I'm listening, and I'm not attached, but we'll let you know when that is. So to find out more about Kelly's book, the wonderful book that will take you back to yourself, the book is Discover Your Inner Goddess Queen. Boy, Lord knows we need that right now, because there's some sisters saying, well, if you can't beat them, join them. No, don't do that. Please don't join them. But anyway, an inspirational journey from drama queen to goddess queen. Check out her website. It's KellySullivanWalden.com. She also interprets dreams. She's been here many times. And I don't know if we'll do dreams today. No, we won't. We want to get you into, well, unless it will tap you. I don't know. I surrender. I let go. So, Kelly, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, you're going to get very controversial. I love that. I'm the fire starter, so bring it.
Wow. You're reverent.
That's right, I am.
Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Call in, press 1 on your keypad. We're taking your questions. You can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears, your disagreement on the Life Pages, Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show page, or the Life Conversations Radio page. Whatever you've got, this is the House of Love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a break. Celestia's coming on to tell you something, give you some information, take a break, come back with Celestial Moment, and then we're just going to go question crazy. We got people lined up on the phone. We got email questions. Celeste got a question. Yvette got a question. Woo! We're about to turn this planet the right way up. Celeste, you ready?
I am so ready. In a day, I'm just going to go with my question. I have to. And Kelly, my gosh, Big hug. All right, here's my question, because these phone lines are going crazy.
I
want to make sure we get it.
Hold your question till later. We got to get controversial first. Yes, hold your question.
Oh, okay.
Hold your question. Let's do the announcement real quick.
Fine.
Let's do a moment. That's your drama queen. It's okay. But come here. Let me give your drama queen a hug. She just wants to ask now. You know?
I do, because
okay.
I don't want it to get lost, and it's still close. But okay, it's fine. I can surrender.
Trust the process. It's okay.
Surrender.
It's okay. Okay, good.
I can
You can command.
Some... That's an earlier joke, folks. Okay, here we go.
Did you say it's only a joke? Right. Is that what you said?
I said it's an earlier joke, a day. I'm so glad we could be who we are on the air. It's great. You're great to work with. Okay, so here we go. Family, I want to tell you about this great opportunity that's coming up in Atlanta. The healing is continuing. There is an amazing opportunity, and it's going to be on Saturday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out the Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair at Hillside International Truth Center. You get to find out how to love your body to life with workshops ranging from Reiki, Tai Chi, Qigong, African drumming therapy, fitness for grown folks, and you can even get more information on the Affordable Care Act. You can get free health screenings and free samples. It's going to be a really powerful event. So make sure you tune in. And if you're in Atlanta, don't miss the Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair. It's free, open to the public, Saturday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at Hillside International Truth Center. For more information, call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org. Now, I know that your inner goddess queen is wide awake right now, and you are so enjoying this conversation with Kelly Sullivan Walden and Life Coach Today. And guess what? We have more coming up for you on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and Life Conversations Radio Network. Tomorrow, be sure to join us for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. We continue the celebration of Women's History Month by celebrating the women in your ancestral line. Get ready to be empowered and inspired as you are the fruit of their labor and their dreams. Let's honor them by remembering. And next week, Dame Reverend Rio Rose Kelly will be joining Life Coach Today for Love Rocks, Love Rules. She's a minister, author, actress, teacher, and angel communicator, and she will remind you that love is all there is. And don't forget the Sounds of Soul party on Saturday night at 9 p.m. We want to make sure that the soul train doesn't depart without you, so keep a lookout for postings and the link, because the whole crew will be there to celebrate you. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, this is Mark Hudson, founder of 12Radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
motivationsradio.com.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That's right. We're helping you, assisting you, supporting you to be the goddess queen you want to see while you embrace the drama queen rather than run from her or try and hide her or try and put a makeup on her. Because even if you put makeup on her, we're going to see her because we're going to sense her consciousness. So no amount of makeup will hide your drama queen. And if you want to know how to embrace your drama queen, the number is 347-426-3346. And even better than that, that's right, I said better, because you really got to sit down and create the space. Pick up a copy of Kelly's book. It will take you through the journey. It's called Discover Your Inner Goddess Queen. Discover Your Inner Goddess Queen, an inspirational journey from drama queen to goddess queen. They all belong, they're all needed, they're all necessary. Now, let's just do, I'm so loving this show. I love Kelly. She's like my soul sister. I know her. This is just a reunion, and I'm happy that I get to share my conversation with her and you get to listen in, because I want to know how to release my goddess queen, because sometimes she'd be just like, let me out, let me out. And I'm like, hey, not right now. That'll cause too much confusion. But it's time for Celestial Moment, and then right after that, we're going to jump into questions. Celeste, help me out, because I am acting up.
You are so comfortable with your masculinity and the understanding that we are created of both divine feminine and divine masculine properties, and I really do enjoy that about you as a man expressing on this earth, and you know I adore Kelly, so I am going to share my celestial moment with her energy in mind and how she shows up in the world and all the women who are listening right now, and to the men who are supporting us as you're listening. This celestial moment is dedicated to my sisters. I love you guys. Here we go. Oh, okay. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 8, and it's your lesson number all year if today is your birthday. The number 8 is ruled by Saturn. It's the number of infinity and balance. It can also show up as either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. Now, 8 definitely makes an appearance as the otter in the medicine cards. So that's where we are going to put the spotlight. Otter, playful coquettes by the streams, the medicine of woman, the realized dream. The otter reminds us of the beauty and power of balanced femininity. When we all dance between water and earth elements, the receptive energies, this is an opportunity to connect with finer qualities to reduce interactions involving jealousy or acts stemming from fear. The otter teaches us how to be whole and love one another with willing hearts. With our sacred gifts, we get to keep a high watch to open unimaginable doors of opportunities for ourselves and one another. The otter says, it's time to authentically apply our spiritual tools, for we are the answer we are waiting to receive. We need each other, sisters, because we are each other. The divine feminine welcomes us all home to create places on earth to experience true feminine divine power without illusions or fear. All is well. And that's the story of 8 told through our friend, the Otter of Medicine Cards. I'll see you on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Wow. Woo, that was a powerful celestial moment. Woo, I'm loving what's happening here. Thank you, thank you. We're going to let you go. Well, this is what we're going to do. I know you need to gather yourself a little bit. So we're going to take a call.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yes,
we'll come back with your... Actually, we want Kelly to get controversial first. I forgot about that. And then
that's
we'll take
right.
a caller. And then
yes,
we'll come back to you, okay? All right? And then we'll take
sounds
another
great.
Call. All right. You are
great.
Listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. The number is 347-426-3346. My guest is the Goddess Queen, also known as Kelly Sullivan Walden. That's her website address. She can take your dreams and open it up and help you see yourself in a way that you didn't even know was possible. So let's go back to Kelly, because she was about to get controversial. Kelly, welcome. Oh, let's try this again. Welcome back, Kelly. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. That was beautiful. Celeste Morgan, that was so gorgeous. And 8 is my lucky number. I was born on 8-8-68, and I loved that 8. Thank you. That was beautiful. So great to be in
I told you, we're soul sisters. You were born in the same year I was born. I knew we were soul sisters. I knew we're twins, actually. We're twins.
We are. I know. It's awesome. So now I'm going to forever be known as Controversial Kelly.
Bring it.
Well, I don't know how actually controversial it is, but the point of view that most women have regarding their relationships is that the relationship can make or break you, that it's the be-all, end-all. And from my experience, it's not true. A relationship from, like I was saying earlier, if it's the right relationship, if it's good, it can be rocket fuel. It can help you to soar. It can help you to go to heights that you never could go on your own. However, most of the time, what if our relationships weren't important? What if they were icing on our cake and that's it? What if it was up to us to create our cake, to create our world, and let our relationships, because they happen to be with human beings that are fallible, that make mistakes, that screw up all the time. And if we make our primary relationship responsible for our well-being and for our happiness and our ability to thrive and become the divine king or goddess queen that we are, then we are off our rocker. Then we'll never get there. So it's not about them. Our relationships are not responsible for how we do or how we don't do. To me, most of the time, especially when Dana, my husband, is what I would consider misbehaving, if he's acting in a way that I don't like, I remember, wait a minute, he's icing on my cake. He's not the cake. He can't make or break me. He is, he's allowed to be human. And often human, I mean, human is divine, but yet most people, a lot of the times in our relationships, especially if they're intimate and we've been in them for a long time, we get comfortable. And people that we're comfortable with can sometimes allow their worst selves to come up. And if we think that that's going to dictate how well we do, then no, no, no. There's just got to be room. Just like there's room for us to be drama queens, there's room for our men to be divine, I mean, to be drama kings. And but our focus is on, our eyes are on the prize. We allow anything, everything to help move us toward the light. Nothing can pull us back unless we say it's going to. So to me, I say build in the cushion of allowing there to be space for people to screw up and be human. Pat Allen, the relationship expert, says, and this is her being very, very controversial, she said, every human is so fallible that there's not a single one of them that is really worth being in relationship with. But there's not a single one. Everyone has their shadows, has their unintegrated stuff. But it's not about them. But the relationship ultimately can become something bigger than the sum of its parts. So there's room for the people themselves to be messed up, screwed up, be flawed. But the relationship is worth its weight in gold if the relationship itself is built on a bedrock of principles that and reality, and with the intent that both people thrive and that there's room for us to make as many mistakes as we need to make. If we're not making at least one or two or three mistakes every day, then we're not alive. We're not trying. So that's my controversial moment.
Yes, and I love it, because what you're saying is it's you. And you know, I'm going to summarize this like this, saying, when you know that you are the cake of the relationship, you can have your cake and eat it. You don't have to worry about anybody else. So we have Felix. We have Felix.
Yeah.
He has a question about relationships. Go ahead.
No, we just don't have to run around. I mean, so many people I know that are on a spiritual path run from one spot to the next, relationship to relationship. The moment they find out the person that they're with is fallible, then they run. And they run and they run, and they're also running from themselves. But, you know, we don't get to explore depth and roots if we're constantly flitting around from place to place. The roots and the depth happens when you hang out a while and you accept your shadows, you accept the shadows of the person you're with, and you both decide to grow together in light, but there's space for the part that's not so pretty. Sorry I cut you off.
I love your No, that's fine. I love your consciousness. And it's not just the words, but it's the words that are coming from your consciousness. I can feel it. And thank you. Let's take a call. We got Felix from Texas. He's got a question about relationships. Felix,
hello.
How are you?
Hello. Hello,
hello.
Everyone.
Hello.
How are you?
Very well.
How are you?
Good.
Talk to us.
Okay.
What's your question?
Well, I'm very, very, I'm actually taking medication for the last 2 weeks now. And I'm
Your phone is breaking up.
Hide,
are you on Skype? Felix.
Oh.
Kelly, can you hear him? Because on my end, it's
I can hear him good enough.
Yes, I am.
It's cracking up a little bit, but it's good enough. I can make do.
I am on Skype. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Any background. I'm connecting with a higher spirit. I just want to hear from you, your guidance and your coach. I actually met the Lord in 2005, and a lot of being changes going on, spirituality growth within myself. Now, I met a beautiful woman, which is my wife now. When I met her, you know, it really touches me very tremendously, because we had a very instantly connection in all the aspects. One thing that I have noticed in my relationship, when we actually met, when we got married, a year and a half ago when we got married, something strong came up to me when I saw my mother-in-law for the first time. With that said, is that I received a negative energy coming from my mother-in-law the first time when I met her. Now, after that, experienced that, I believe 1 month or 2 months after I met my mother-in-law, I had a consistency fight and argument in my relationship. So I asked the Lord to touch my heart. Why am I feeling this way too? And to show me anything that is not, you know, that I cannot see or that I cannot understand. So the Lord actually touched my heart and touched me in a way that, you know, this is not a very good person to deal with. And that's what, this is something from the heart of when I felt it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I shared that, you know, I was like very panicked. I didn't know what to do because I was actually experiencing that. It was something in the first time that I experienced it. I never experienced that in my heart and in my spirit. So the spirit is telling me and talking to me like, you know, in other words, just be careful with this person. It will bring you a lot of problems in the relationship. And course of the years, now that me and my wife, now we are married for 9 years now, but throughout the whole 9 years, it was just basically a war zone, spiritual war zone. My mother-in-law actually took possession of my wife's controls, meaning spiritually, sometimes the way she acts, money-wise, and all the aspects so she could be closer to her daughter and my daughter too, because we have together a six-year-old daughter. So I'm here telling you this testimony because I'm not quite sure what I'm experiencing, because this is so many new information coming from me in different directions. So right now we are kind of separating, going back, separating, going back for the last, we have been 4 times separated for the last 4 years, and that separation lasts maybe up to 1 year to 8 months. Yeah. Kelly,
tell me about that. Okay, go ahead, Kelly. Kelly, go ahead. It's a terrible
thing. Go ahead. I was just going to say, what brings you back when you, like, when you come back together with her? What inspires you to come back?
Well, I mean, we still love each other, and we still have feelings, but she's in the end trying to figure out why we're fighting so much. Why are we not together? So, I mean, I know the answer because the Lord has, you know, touched my heart and figure out and find out from people. I actually had to go and call people to see where I'm at. And I have been people coming to me and say, you know, you're having a knowledge thing that is going on behind your scenes, you know, and I believe it or not, Kelly, I see some kind of a spiritual
let me ask you this. If you were to ask a question, what would the question be? Because we have other people lined up as well, and I want you to be able to get your answer. What would the question be based on everything you're going through?
My question be, what is the purpose for me in my wife's life?
I'm going to just take a stab here. So my point of view is, the bottom line is, when it comes to relationships and in the midst of a dark night of the soul, when it's really challenging, is there still love there, and are both people committed to growing? So sounds like the answer to the first question is yes, there's love there.
That's correct.
I hear that you're willing to grow. I don't know if she's willing to grow. Is she?
Well, she's a non-believer. I am a believer. So
that's not the question, though. I mean, like growing, I mean, is she willing to grow spiritually, whether she believes in the same spiritual path as you is? Let me just say this. So that's something to explore, whether or not she's open to grow and develop into becoming a better version of herself, whatever that might look like. It doesn't have to be the same as yours. When it comes to the people in my life that have posed the biggest challenges, and I've had some doozies. I mean, my life has been threatened. So, I mean, there on several occasions, I don't know why, but what I realize, my healing happens, and this is where I bring in some dream work. The people that are from a dream perspective, everyone in the dream is us, and it's all God. And if I look at a nemesis from the perspective of how is this person an aspect of me that is my shadow, a part of myself that I don't like, a part of myself that I deny, a part of myself I don't understand. So let me be of the mindset for myself and my own healing. How can I embrace, and this is my fear formula when it comes to a shadow. Face it, embrace it, ace it, and replace it. F-E-A-R, face it, ace it. Face it, embrace it, ace it, and replace it. So what I mean by that is, in my meditation, if this were my mother-in-law, I would say, okay, you're an aspect of myself. I would picture her in front of me, and I'd say, I want to face you, so I'm looking at you. I want to embrace you, meaning I want to understand you. I want to understand what makes you tick. What needs are you trying to get met in a very unhealthy way, but yet there's a need under there, and it might be a need for protection of her daughter. It might be a need for her own self-importance. It might be there's basic human needs that we all share. When I understand the need that somebody has, all of a sudden my heart softens to them because I realize I have the same need. She may be protective. She may be trying to get reassurance. She may be, who knows?
Correct.
But
That's what I say, because I know the answer for that question. So I perceive it that she overprotecting her daughters, because she has four daughters, but mainly her.
So here's the thought. You can relate to her because you also want her daughter to be safe. You also want the best for her. So there's a place where you and her are on the same page. Like, you both want the best for this woman. And if I, the meditation that I do, this is kind of a funny thing, but I envision the person that is challenging me. I envision them, I imagine them, I shrink them down to the size of like my pinky finger, and I imagine that I can put them inside my heart. Like visually, I put them inside my heart. I wrap them up in love, and I envision them becoming like a baby. A baby that is scared because they've lost touch with their mommy. A baby that is totally, like, out of control. And I picture myself, a younger version of myself, wrapping my arms around them and comforting them and healing them. And I realize later that's an aspect of myself that is flailing, that's lost. And so instead of picturing her like a big, bad, mean woman, picture her like a baby that is terrified, that's scared, that just needs to be held and loved, and you're the one to do it energetically. So just keep that picture in mind, and you're covering her in love. And now watch her grow up from that love, and then envision her as the healed version of her. And you practice it so strongly that that's all you see, is either the baby aspect of her or the healed woman. And you practice that, I guarantee in some way, shape, or form, she will change. Something will happen in the outer world if your vision is strong enough. And this is how healing happens, where you have the ruthless compassion to not see her as broken or inadequate, but you see her as pure and innocent, or you see her grown up in her light. And that's your work. And you will get to grow exponentially, and you will one day thank her not only for bringing your wife into this world, but for causing you to grow in ways that you never even knew that you could. And that's how you become the divine king, complement to the goddess queen that your wife is becoming. So I hope that helps you, Felix.
Yeah, that's good. One thing, Kelly, I wanted to mention to you. I'm trying to figure out what is my spiritual gifts. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it might be one, more than one. Maybe can you probably help me and coach me through that area? Will you be able to?
Well, here's, yeah, if, I mean, there's, we could do some private work that's separate from this, because I know Ade has got lots of people lined up, but here's one thing that we know. When we ask that question, pay attention to what shows up. And sometimes what shows up, I mean, it sounds like you have, I mean, there's a kindness, there's a gentleness in your spirit, and clearly you're sensitive enough to be able to perceive light. But also our gifts reveal themselves when we're dealing with our biggest challenges. So the way that you faced this woman and move and turn her from an enemy into an ally, your gifts will be revealed in that process. It's just like the hero's journey that Joseph Campbell lays out. Your enemies are your allies in disguise. She's here to help you become a spiritual giant. Right now you're like a man that is spiritual, but you're meant to become a spiritual giant, and she's going to help you do that.
Okay.
You have it fixed. Now get to work.
Thank you.
Thank you
can
mom.
Email me.
Yeah, I have a lot of work.
And Felix, feel free to email me at info@kellysullivanwalden.com, and we can follow up about doing some deeper work together.
Yes, and make sure you check out Kelly's website as well.
Okay.
It's kellysullivanwalden.com. All right, thanks. Thank you, Felix.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Ooh, I love it. Ooh. I love it when a person comes from an open heart. You can just, it's like, oh, my God. And it's a man. I have to
I love
say
it.
Yes. Yes,
I
Felix, I'm
love
so
it.
Proud of you.
Yes, yay,
we're
Felix.
We're standing with you. Yes, indeed. And the sisters are feeling it, too. So let's bring on Celeste. She got a question, and then we'll go back and take her phone call. Celeste is over here. Celeste, what's your question?
Yes, let me do it real quick. Kelly, from reading your book, right, I know that you were inspired for the goddess connection through the movie Grease with Frenchie and Beauty School Dropout, which I love. And then you just mentioned, like, Water for Chocolate. Side note, my favorite scene is Dr. John Brown with the box of matches and the damp match box. You've got to treat yourself to that, everybody. Okay,
wait,
so here's my question. Yes.
Wait.
Hold on,
you said your favorite scene? Your favorite scene was what? Your favorite scene in, like, Water for Chocolate?
Dr. John Brown. I have a crush on the doctor, not the lead, male. I fell in love with John Brown because of the conversation. Dr. John Brown, it was in the laboratory, and he was doing an experiment. He just brought Tita. I don't want to tell the story. But what he said, though, was that each of us has a matchbox inside of us, and we have to be careful how we light it up. Now, our matchbox may get damp, but there are many ways to dry it. And that's just, do you remember?
Yes, I'm covered in chills. That's so great.
It touched me, and I encountered that at the age of 22 because that movie came out in 92. So I read the book, and I saw the movie, like, literally 20 times.
Yeah, me too.
Literally, because it moved me that much. So this is what I want to ask you, because here we are to invite everybody into the conversation. Kelly, with all the things that's going on in popular culture, with how women are being portrayed and how relationships, all this stuff, I don't even want to say reality TV. Do you see something now on where we can glimpse the inner goddess queen so we can tap into that energy about how you play around with movies? What are you watching right now that's moving you that can help us?
You know what? That's so funny because I do. I love to use movie references because I feel like it's just like what you said. I mean, those metaphors, they can stick in our head and they can help us. Modern movies, I'll get to that in a second, but here's a movie that I love that relates to this. It was called Dangerous Beauty, about a courtesan, and she ends up having to stand up against, like, an entire firing squad of people that are calling her a whore and all of this, and she has to find her internal strength to absolutely, and she rises above, and it's so powerful. I don't know, have you seen Dangerous Beauty? Ooh, am I still there with you? Did we get connected?
Yes, here I am. No, I haven't, and it shocked me. Actually, I have chills because I know about a lot of movies, so Dangerous Beauty is on my list.
Okay, it's on your list. Got to see that. Here's contemporarily speaking, I love the show Scandal. I so love it. I don't know if you've seen the show. Kerry Washington. In many ways, she can be a drama queen, but mostly she's got a higher purpose. And even in the midst of Washington, D.C., and I know she's based, her character is based on Olivia Pope, or not Olivia Pope, actually, that's not the real name of the woman that she's playing, but it's a real story about being in the thick of Washington with so much deception, so much drama. She keeps her eyes on the prize, and she's a good person that stands for something. And I love that saying, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Mm-hmm. So to me, she's like a contemporary heroine in that she is about a bigger purpose than just how am I going to get by and get through this drama. It's like she takes care of the people that she loves that are part of her, not necessarily her blood family, but her chosen family. She's amazing. So she's definitely like a warrior. She's a warrior goddess queen in contemporary clothing. That's the first one that comes to my mind. I love her. I love her character.
Aww. Thank you so much. And that the real life inspiration for Olivia Pope is Judy Smith. As a Washingtonian, I would be remiss if I did not know that. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure I'll think of something else that'll come up, you know, like 5 minutes after we're done. But if something else pops up, like Tourette's, I'll just blurt it out.
Great.
Great. That's great. Thank you for that matchbox reminder.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Oh, my God, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Fire, fire, fire is happening on Life Conversations Radio. Let's go to Mother Wit. Mother Wit calling from a cold place in America. What's that place called again? That freezing place. So cold, I can't even see the name. Hey, Valerie, how are you? Mother Wit, we don't hear you.
Hey,
you are.
Can you hear me?
There she is.
Yes, we can now.
Namaste, Kelly. Thank you so much for bringing your energy to Ade's show. And thank you, Ade, for bringing Kelly's energy. I know we have time constricts, so I'm just going to try to move ahead. I have fire lately has been, the element of fire and air has been calling me lately. And last night I had a dream, and the dream, just to give you a little bit of it, because I know, again, the time, my mother was in it. My mother has transitioned, and we were in this beautiful house, but the house was in many states of disrepair, and we were told to pack up our stuff and get out. And there was this beautiful silver car. The car belonged to my brother, but it was mine to use. Now, I don't even drive. And I connected energetically with the car, and the car starts speaking to me. And she told me her name was Sita, S-I-T-A. And I got a deep green license plate with Sita in black letters and put it on there. And the dream took many different twists and turns, but the focal point was Sita as my own spiritual vessel or vehicle. And I've been digging online to see who Sita is, and she is a goddess in the Hindu tradition. And now I'm going to shut up and listen to you.
Oh, my God. This dream is so beautiful, and it so ties in the goddess and the queen. Yeah, from what I know, Sita and Ram, Sita is the divine partner of Ram, and there's ceremonies all that are dedicated to them. I don't know that much about her, but I know that she's very powerful, and I can picture her and see her. So what a powerful message to me. Oh, wow. So just focusing on the car coming out of the house that's on fire. So fire to me represents that which ignites. And God, that's been such a theme today, Ade, hasn't it been? Talking about, like, if we
Indeed.
Really knew who we were, we'd catch on fire. And how
fire, yep.
Yeah, and how sometimes the fire needs to burn down. Sometimes we need a structure to burn down. So it's, and the fact that your mother was in it. So sometimes I look at dreams from a masculine feminine perspective. So this house, we could say, may represent an old paradigm of femininity. Not that it's wrong or bad, but something that's being transformed. If something burns in a dream, it's about, for me, it's about it like destruction, creation. So something new being created with regards to the feminine house, the feminine identity, the feminine way. And then here's the silver car. A car, in my interpretation, tends to be more of a masculine symbol. It's about drive and ambition and where you're going and the vehicle. And sometimes if we've been overly, I said at the very beginning of the show, Ade, that I've been yang, and now it's time for me to be yin. When I get sometimes way yin, it's time for me to swing back into the yang. So this may resonate for you, that it's time for you to kick in your drive, and your brother gave it to you. So this is another masculine symbol saying it's my brother's car, but I can drive this. And even though I don't drive, the word drive feels big. And the fact that it's silver, like a silver bullet, it's beautiful. And yet it's got the license plate Sita. So to me, there's balance happening with the masculine and feminine, and you finding your voice, your expression. You said something in the description of the dream about what you're, maybe I just heard it in my head, about what you're here to do, your job, it's being revealed as, this is like, I often think of a career, a car, as a metaphor of a career, what our job is, where we're meant to get into gear to drive. So I have a feeling that it has to do with you channeling this guide, Sita, through you. It takes drive and ambition to suit up and show up and explore something new like this. So I feel like your mother's blessings are with you, and she's also saying release the old way and get into gear in something new. And wow, you are a goddess. Sita is a really powerful goddess, beauty, love, devotion, partnership, relationship. How cool is that? Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful dream. And by the way, one thing I love about dream sharing is that the dream is the property of the person who dreamed it, but it also belongs to everyone who has ears to hear it. So to me, I take it very personally that it's about finding this beautiful balance within myself of my goddess queen in motion, in gear, and that silver car. I feel like we can all jump in and take a ride in that silver car and go in the most divine way. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Mother Witt. Thank you very much. Woo. Life is good. It's getting better. We got actually several email questions, but we're only going to do one. But I want to share this with you, Kelly. My dear brother, known as Don Wolf, said he's so in awe of this conversation and was deeply moved by how Kelly canceled Felix. And he just wanted you to just to say thank you. So that was yes.
Thank you so much. I want to piggyback on what you said, Ade, about the masculine reaching out. I mean, in a way, this really ties into everything we've been talking about, and the dream that was just shared about. Often the typical old school masculine paradigm is that you already have all the answers, you don't need help. It's already done, and to reach out is a sign of weakness. However, we're all on our learning edge, and it's a sign of the times that men are willing to be humble and sensitive and open up, and that women honor the men that are courageous and warriors of wisdom and willing to reach out and ask those questions. It's like spiritual warriors get help and open up. It's the inner, it's really powerful. So I really am so happy that Felix called in and opened himself, and thank you for recognizing that. And I hope that more men do, and I hope that the women who are listening will honor them and see this as a sign of courage and not weakness, but a powerful sign that times are a changing in a good way.
That's right.
That's right. And we can lift up the men that sometimes female call mama's boy. You can love
right.
mama boy. Rootless compassion. Let's go
yeah.
to Celeste. There's a question because time is doing what time does. It's moving and
yes.
we are keeping Kelly longer
mm-hmm.
than the time. Okay, go ahead. What's the question?
All right. This question is from Barbara. So, Kelly, where are the places you have ended up in your life due to your personal relationship with your inner goddess queen? Any places that surprised you? Barbara.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Are you kidding me? My from the moment I began to connect with this goddess queen aspect of myself, and I really said yes to her, and I followed that yes up with action, writing. It turned into a book, and this book has changed my life, and it's changed the lives of other women. I've connected with women all over the country and the world that started their own goddess queen gatherings using the book as a template for their own wisdom and their own communities, and that led to me speaking at for the Women's National Book Association years ago in Los Angeles. And that led to them asking me to join, to them asking me to become the vice president, led to me becoming the president of the Women's National Book Association, which led to me going to the United Nations several years ago.
Oh.
So here am I, an actress turned spiritual counselor that had nothing to do with anything related to the UN. And here I am at the UN. Mm. And while I'm there, I meet people from around the world, and I get inspired to create the Dream Project, which ended up being this download that came through me at the UN and became this curriculum that I wrote. And I'm not a teacher. I have no business writing a school curriculum, and yet I did a curriculum that connects children with solution dreaming consciousness that relates to the world and relates to their own communities and the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. And now that curriculum has impacted over 100,000 students from kindergarten all the way through high school. I've got kids that have gotten scholarships to Harvard, and they've written me letters saying thank you. It was because of the Dream Project that I learned about these issues, and I wrote my entry exam was about that have thanked the Dream Project for helping them get into Harvard. And I mean, there's so many things, and now I mean, because of the Goddess Queen, I can follow the trail. Oh, and by the way, I was asked to speak at the United Nations a few years ago.
Mm.
So, you know, who am I? I was just this quivering drama queen that wanted to die because I couldn't stand my own company. I didn't have a purpose. I didn't see a reason to be alive. And because I had somebody flip the switch for me and introduce me to my Goddess Queen self, and I said yes to it, everything has changed. So not only have I written 7 books altogether now, but I have a purpose. I inspire people on a regular basis. I've got a young girl that texted me just now while we were on the phone who's the president of the Dream Project Club at her local high school. She's running the eco-friendly fashion show, and she wants me to come and be the keynote speaker, and she's asking me for support about how she can lead her people in her community and her high school. And this is in the hood of Los Angeles, where most people are thinking about gangs and prostitution and how do I get by, and she's thinking about using her voice to change the world. So, my God, when we say yes to that little voice inside, we never know what is going to happen and where it's going to take us. And it might not necessarily take us to the United Nations, but it might just take us to having a powerful conversation with someone who's hurting today. And it might make the difference between them being alive or not. And the wildfire, to come back to the fire metaphor, it spreads. It's contagious. And it helps to flip the switch in everyone. And that's the goal. I mean, to me, it's about heaven on earth. One goddess queen and one divine king at a time. Thanks for asking.
Woo! Kelly, I so love you. I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. I mean, basically, to summarize what I heard is when we say yes to that inner voice, as you said, we may not go to the United Nations, but we become uniters of nations. We unite our family members. We unite our friends. And we feel united. We feel grounded. And it takes courage to say yes, but it's the only option, really, as far as I care. That's the only option. Oh, you know, you can try the other option, too.
Kelly, time, we took you to the top. Now, how can people track you down? Anything else you want to share with our listeners before we let you go in the next minute?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Well, this has been such a wonderful time getting to be with you, Ade. It always feels like church. It feels like the church with a capital CH. Thank you. One thing that I'm really excited about is a coaching program, a home study coaching program that I've created called Dream Life Coach Training. And so it's a way for me to not just inspire people in moments at a time, but for them to spend, it's a 48-week course that trains people on how to become a dream life coach and how they can develop the skills to be able to not just interpret dreams, but interpret the dream of their life and how to empower their own dream life and how to do that for others. They can go to dreamlifecoachtraining.com and you can sign up for a free 15-minute inquiry session with me. It's a $100 value, and that's exciting. And there's also on my regular website, kellysullivanwalden.com, there's if you put your name and email in, you can get all kinds of free gifts from me that are dream-oriented. And also there's on the press page, Barbara asked the question, where have I been? Where did I find myself as a result? I get to do media a lot, like on shows like this with Ade, and I also have had, there's video clips of me on Dr. Oz this last year, and Ricky Lake and Bethany, lots of national media, and I get to bring a spiritual message to the masses. These videos are on there, and that's such a blessing to me. To not just,
yes.
I mean, it's awesome to preach to the choir, but it's also awesome to get to share a message with mainstream America and to flip the switch of millions of people's lives. And that's like such an honor. I feel like, wow, I'm so glad I didn't kill myself, you know? What a waste. And so for anyone, and for anyone who's having a dark night of the soul and you're thinking that your life isn't worth living, just hang out for, like, what do they say? Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. You might just be 5 minutes away from you bumping up against your own higher purpose, and you gotta do the work. So go to KellySullivanWalden.com or DreamLifeCoachTraining.com, and there's all kinds of goodies there. Thank you so much, Ade and Celeste. So awesome to connect with you today.
Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate you. Continue to do what you do. You can't help it because it's part of who you are. I honor and salute you. I appreciate you, and I look forward to having you back to continue the conversation.
I love you so much. Thank you for creating church virtually and everywhere. Big blessings to Divine King and all of you goddess queens, and especially you, Celeste. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kelly. Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
Life is good. It's getting better. Woo! Say yes. Say yes to yourself. This is why you're here, you know, and create a space for yourself to just love all of you and learn to die before you die. We need each other. We're in this together. So, yes, embrace your relationships, the ups and the downs. Is getting you to exactly where you say you want to be. We're human and divine. We got to marry you on this planet. You can't just have the divine self. If you're still in this body, you got to marry the two. That's the masculine and the feminine. Yin, the yang. The duality of oneness. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. This is Valerie Joy. Resurrect Me. We'll hear a little bit of her. And I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for Ancestral Blueprints. I love you so much. Valerie Joy, her website address is valeriejoy.com. Be love, be true to yourself, and be love. Thank you all for tuning in. I love you beyond words. Peace and blessings.
Of the soul.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.